Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
Yo, yo, yo. We are we're happening in California. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. I am working. The weight loss thing continues, so that's
hey,
good news.
Hey, how you doing with it? Yes, it's
doing
working.
Really
well. How many days do you have?
Well, I have now, until the cruise, I have another, well, it's the 3rd of August, so I've got a month and
Good. 2 weeks,
so I've still got 6 weeks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, just focused on it. I'm walking 2 times a day, hour in the morning, hour in the evening, and,
wow.
Just really watching what I'm eating, which, you know, it gets easier once you, you know, get in that zone. I mean, you just shake loose of the sugar and the carbohydrates and the stuff you're not supposed to eat. It's not rocket science, but, you know, we all know what we're supposed to do. It's just finding
doing
that motivation,
it.
You know. And I think what I'm doing, I know people say all the time, well, you should just want to do it for your own health. Well, yeah, but sometimes you got to borrow motivation until you can make it your own. And I found that to be true. And so I borrowed the motivation of, okay, I've got this cruise coming up in 70 days, and I want to walk up to that boat and have everybody in the family go, wow. That's my motivation.
Oh, and I want to see pictures.
That's my motivation. So, and I realize using that as a beginning motivation, what has happened in the 4 weeks since then is that I now am doing this more for myself. I'm feeling much more like, okay, you know, this is for me, and I do want to do it for me. And so anyway, I think you know, some people say, well, you shouldn't borrow motivation. Well, you know, sometimes you got to, and then it gets you jump started, you know. So that's my plan.
Oh,
no.
You know, it's funny. They say as human beings, because we have different needs, and usually we have to have a reason to do something. We won't always just do it just to do it. You know what,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you
yeah.
Kinda, and it's funny with the sugar and the carbs. I found, like, if I've gone 2 weeks without it and really forced myself, then when I start trying it back, it's like, ooh, I don't want as much as what I would have before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once you start sneaking it back a little bit more and a little here and a little here, a little there, but then your body starts craving it again, and it's like, back to the beginning again.
Yeah.
That's where that yo-yo dieting, comes in, and then, you know, or that comfort food, and we all need comfort food, right? We just,
oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
So much happens.
There's nothing
definitely
like a super burrito and a huge Mountain Dew at Del Taco for me to go.
Ew, Mountain yuck soda yuck. I don't drink soda. Yuck. But I can handle that burrito. And I'll tell you, there's we won't go on and on and on. You're going to make me hungry, and then you're going to mess up on your diet. We don't want to talk about this stuff. So today we are going to be talking about, and we'd love you to call in. We're going to be talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. President Obama said a little over a year ago that he wants to do away with Freddie Mac and Fannie, and he'd like to see Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae go away within 5 years. And I, when I heard that back then, I thought, that's too quick. It's going to be risky. And so we were going to do the show today. We decided last weekend to do the show today on Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. What do you think? Do you think it should stay, go away, be rehauled? And then in the news today, the HUD nominee, Julian Castro, who is the mayor of San Antonio, is he's the HUD nominee from for HUD. He has told the Senate Banking Committee today that he's going to push to move forward with doing away with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And I personally do not agree at all for many, many reasons. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-947-5428. And a lot of my concerns are they're talking about doing away for it's too fast to do away with something so quickly that has worked for quite a long time. Now, people mm-hmm. might say, hey, what happened? You know, now taxpayers are on the hook for, you know, all those defaulted mortgages. That's not totally the way it is. And certain parts of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac should maybe be tightened up, switched, changed around. But I don't think we should do away with it, because if we completely privatize banking, then we're turning over that power and the industry to an open market, mm-hmm. which could cause pandemonium, in my opinion. I mean, from being in the industry so long, I think it's too quick to do it, way too quick. Fannie Mae was founded in 1938. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was putting it in after with the Depression and everything. I mean, there were many, you know, problems, of course, with the banks and monies, and there wasn't money, and there needed to be security. And then since 1968, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae have been running. And they've worked well for quite a lot of years. So because we had things happen and a lot of restrictions were loosened up in the 90s, I won't go into saying who did this and who did that, but that's part of what brought forth what was able to happen after 2000. So we really need to look at the history before we just go in and chop, 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 chop and make changes. And I just don't think even now it's like 4 years, I don't think that's enough time to adequately do what they're going to do. Now, with respect to our government and the people that are wanting these changes right now, we haven't seen their plan. We don't know what the exact steps are going to be, what's going to happen. But it's, I think it's a recipe for disaster, the way that it's being portrayed and the way that it's being put out right now. And would love people's opinion, because the high-end homes do not get bought. The loans are not Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans are going to be more for the middle class and the lower class, and I mean the income levels when they go through that. That's the people that are using Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for the majority of our country. So why get rid of those types of programs? You know, that's my opinion. We'd love to hear your opinion. Even if you're listening to the archives, and so many of our listeners do, and you'd like to chime in on it or give us your opinion, we would love to hear it and call in or email us. If you're not on the call now, when you're listening later, you can email radio@realityuniversal.com or go on the website. And because we're constantly updating materials and archives and getting out. And this is a subject that's going to be around for quite a while. So we would really love your input. And there's pros and cons to everything. So go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I just checked the Blog Talk messages, and Ted in Roseville, he says he's embarrassed to call in.
No, don't be embarrassed, Ted.
Because the question is, could you please explain what Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are? He doesn't even wants to know. Yeah, so he's circling back and saying, anyway, that's his question.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are actually government-backed companies, even though they are publicly traded on the stock market. And
okay.
Fannie Mae was actually, and they buy up mortgages from the secondary market, and back mortgages. So they're actually giving protection to the lenders. When the lenders are going and putting money out on the hook, they're getting protection so that they know that their mortgages are protected if there's defaults. So Fannie Mae also provides – they also provide financial products and services that increase the market affordability for housing, low, moderate, and middle Americans. Government-backed things, and it's securities, and it's so that's a great question, wonderful question, and
why don't we hear these terms? It seems like
No, it's a very, very good question. So there's actually loan limits on what different types of loans that are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac you can backed. There's loan limits so that it protects people, and it's actually put out there to make it more affordable, actually, is what it's actually what the purpose is. You know, we could get into the date, like the dates start. Fannie Mae was founded in 1938, Freddie Mac 1968, and they've both been operating for quite a long time. But you can call in too. You can call in. Please call in. We'd love to hear and talk to you directly. And
He sparked another question to me, and I know whenever I've back in the day when we were first starting out as home buyers. I would hear that you might not qualify for a regular loan, but you might qualify for a Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae loan, right?
Right, and they actually bring the interest rates down with it. They're offering more of there's more programs, there's more products that they can get into. They fund the markets, basically. It's a definitely this isn't something we want to see go away at all, not even a little bit. Because they're government backed. And now one thing that I thought was interesting that I didn't realize a while back is that even though they're publicly traded companies, they don't have to, and now something could be changing recently, but they didn't have to actually show the public what they were making as opposed to other publicly traded companies. Guidelines weren't there. So unless that's being put in now, They can also get line of credit through the Treasury. They can do so many things that, say, a private lender wouldn't be able to do. So.
Okay. And another question that's popped up for me, and that is, they're both similar programs. What would be a major difference or two between the two? What is the difference between a Fannie Mae and a Freddie Mac program?
Oh, you mean between the...
They're two separate programs, correct? But they're similar?
They're two different. They're similar, but they're two different. One they buys up the mortgage, and one backs the mortgages more. So it's got government sponsored. They buy up government securities. So the actual difference, I guess, would be... in the products they do, but their loans can be Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, So you'll definitely. I don't think. Right now, like when you're going into short sales, different ones have different restrictions on what they'll do and what they'll not do. Yeah. So.
So those are those.
But that isn't something you as a buyer is going to go in and go, okay, the lender's actually going to be dealing with if it's Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac how it's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very, very cool. Again, Realty Universal Radio on the air everywhere, and we're talking Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and President Obama, who's not having a good month. And we won't go into all of that, but he's wanted to do a lot of things. And, we don't want to steer this to a political thing, but he had said that he wanted to do away with them. Now, did he do that? Did he make that statement when he first came in office, or was that something he wanted to do?
I can't speak for if he did when he first came to office. I know I heard him say that over a year and a half ago, he was saying he wanted to do it, Yeah.
Is this thinking
they have access to a lot of money, too, so that's a pretty good thing, too. Do they what?
Is this thinking, do you think? I mean, again, I'm just trying to figure out why he would say that. But, I mean, is it because part of the whole mortgage meltdown crisis thing was people getting into, you know, cheaper, more affordable, quote-unquote, loans that they couldn't afford? And so by getting rid of those programs, you're now eliminating any chance of somebody sneaking in to a program that they can't afford. Is that?
I was just going to say something else. That's a really good question. Yes and no, not really. What happened is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were, you know, backing these mortgages, right, or buying up these mortgages on the secondary market. Some of the restrictions loosened up. Some of the restrictions could be that some of the accountability also wasn't there that needed to be there. So you had mortgage lenders doing things. A lot of buyers were doing things. They were, you know, saying they made more money than they really did. You had no-doc loans, things like that. So there were – it wasn't so much. It was more like the other people – they were having – being able to have looser restrictions in general all over. And then, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's taken the fall. So it's but I don't think – now, tightening that up, like since 2009, 2010, we've seen a lot of changes in loans that are available to be – you know, in the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guidelines. They're changing constantly. And some things have gotten too tight where it's really hard for someone to get a loan. And then other so that's my concern. If they want to do away with it in the next 4 years – my concern is cutting it too fast, you know, because already some of the changes that have been made since 2009, 2010 have hurt, not totally helped. They are starting up a lot of programs to help homeowners with short sales process and with loan modifications and things like that, and I think those are getting better to the extent of making it easier on the consumer, on the homeowner. So there's programs and things happening, but I also think some of the guidelines have been changing. For example, like FHA and the Federal Housing Administration, they're changing many, many rules with condo associations around the country. So we don't have time to get into all of it. But I think when you're making these changes, they really need to be done slowly, incrementally, and with a lot of research to see how it's going to affect everything. And I think it's a great idea to say, hey, let's just privatize it so we never have to deal with this mess again. But I just don't think it's going to work that way. You know, I think that's too much wishful thinking. We don't want to go back to like the Wild Wild West and these private companies can do almost anything they want to do. Of course, they still have state banking laws and, you know, lending laws. And there's so many different rules in place. But I just don't think it seems like the best thing to do, especially when, you know, we have a market now that's turning around. But with such low interest rates, properties still aren't flying off the market like you would think they would. Now, in some areas they are, and if some prices they are. It's definitely much better now than it has been in 2 years. But with the rates being so low, you'd think everybody would be buying. So I just personally don't think that it's going to be a good idea to totally do away with these. You know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I mean, they get it's kind of like they get special treatment, you know, because they started as government entities. And, you know, they're still backed by the government. So I don't think that it's just a lot of, you know, with the secondary market and a lot of lenders out there, I just think that lenders, it would – if they privatized it totally, I think it's going to make the private lenders even be, and if they're not going to have a backing or any protection, I think that's going to make them a lot more leery to lend, which is going to hurt the consumer. Now, you still have private mortgage insurance, et cetera, so I'm sure all of that's going to stick around. But I just think it worked well for so long, and I think it needs to be cleaned up, but not done away with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, you know, fix it, you know, do what you need to do. But, I just, my goodness, you know, It's a challenging economy out there, and it just, I know in some places it's starting to quote unquote come back. But I think the two indicators, right, typically in our economy seem to be new housing starts, where they're building new homes and construction, and I think housing sales are really two, aren't those two leading indicators of our economy getting stronger, among other things?
It is, but I don't think it's been long enough to be able to judge it right now. I think a lot of people are selling and they're happy they're selling and it's working and people are buying, but
mm-hmm.
I just don't think that I don't think it's turned long enough to judge it as far as, you know,
yeah.
saying that we're really on the upswing. That's, you know, we just have to be careful and methodically. You know, if you can buy right now, it's still a good time to buy. The rates are low. You know, on selling, nobody knows, depending on where you are in the country, where if it's going to keep going or not. So that's
interesting. Realty Universal Radio, again, on the air everywhere. And, again, the website, realtyuniversal.com. And, oh, by the way, and we were just talking about this before the show, but we are going to be, obviously, if you've been to realtyuniversal.com, you know there's a ton of information there, just all kinds of stuff. And again, whether you're a buyer, seller, you know, just somebody who wants to know more, of course, if you're a realtor or a broker, you can find out about Realty Universal as well, the program. But what I wanted to say is, if you enjoy these shows, and I was just looking at the history of all of these shows, we've done a lot of shows in a couple of years and over a lot of really good topics. And I notice, it's funny to look at the number of archive listens in different shows depending on the topic. But some of the shows, obviously, very, very popular. And we're going to be posting a lot more of these shows. So not only can you listen to them, of course, at blogtalkradio.com/Realty Universal, but you'll be able to listen to, you know, kind of edited highlight versions, if you will, at realtyuniversal.com. So
and the archives, yeah, the archives
well.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, in the archives. And, you know, when the other person was asking what they do with the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, when they go in and just the name alone, you know, lenders knew that in the secondary market they could go and buy up these loans and then package them, and then big investors are going to buy up these loans because they feel pretty safe. And then they protect, they're guaranteeing the payments, of course, for a fee. And so the investors didn't have to worry about credit risk, which makes the mortgages really attractive for investors. You know, so if they pull away, we're gonna lose, I think, a lot of support in the market for what we've been doing, and
yeah.
that's for people buying. You know, the even though the limit's gone up in some states, I was amazed at some states it's pretty high, but it still gives you the ability to buy when you may not be able to if we go to strictly conventional guidelines. Let's hope. I mean, I don't want to see it because, you know, it's you can't fix something overnight. I don't care how good, you know, I just don't think you can do it overnight. And we're just starting to get confidence back, I think, from people. People are starting to feel a little bit better, and it's just not a good thing to do yet. But we'll have to, like, you know, trust our people in the office to hopefully take the right steps and get a lot of, you know, advice from the right people. It failing, though, could also be the accountability wasn't looked over because they didn't have as much accountability as a lot of publicly traded companies as far as accountability to the public. So the other thing with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, their only line of business was residential mortgage financing. You know, so they didn't have other sources of income to compensate when the home prices began to fall, you know. So maybe instead of us doing away with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they could, you know, position it in a way that there's funding from other sources, right? I mean, besides, I mean, and other types of loans. It's private, it's loans, right, houses, but maybe it could be for something else, too, that would work out. We would somehow get inside of the, I don't want to say the education, but education's what everybody needs. I don't know what they're, you know, we have lots of student loans and government loans with that. But I just think there may be a better way to do this that lifts up the security of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac instead of just wiping it out. So that's my 2 cents worth, and we're almost finished the first half of the show.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, coming up in the second half, going to be we're going to have a lot of fun. Let me just tell you. Molly McCarthy Openshaw, she's the you're going to love this, Natalie. She's the president and founder of Hot Flash Wines.
Oh.
Hot Flash Wines.
That's cute. And, Hot Flash Wines. I like that.
Yeah, I knew you would. She's she is going to be joining us. In fact, I see her on the line right now, so we'll maybe take a break and join her on the other side here in just a few. But yeah, she's got like a lot of people in the second half of our show. She's got an amazing story of overcoming and healing and all the stuff that we love to talk about in the second half, and a lot of exciting things going on with her Hot Flash Wines. So pretty cool. And again, if you missed any part, some of you, you know, may have just come in on, you know, on maybe the last few minutes of our conversation here about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but you can, of course, again, as we said, go to the archives on blogtalkradio.com/realtyuniversal and check them out. And again, if you have any questions, email us, radio@realtyuniversal.com, radio@realtyuniversal.com. How about we take a break and jump on the other side with Molly? Should we do that?
Awesome.
Since we're talking wines, let's go in a little early.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win. We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
Leaps and bounds, yea, verily, leaps and bounds. And that is the aforementioned Monica, our voiceover talent, and Realty Universal Radio, the name of the show. We are on the air everywhere, of course, because it's an internet radio show, a highly rated featured show on Blog Talk Radio, and Natalie Malenix, president and founder of Realty Universal, on the air with us from Oahu, as they say on the islands, Oahu. And then our guest is, this is going to be fun, folks. This is going to be a lot of fun and informative and entertaining and inspiring all in one bunch, because Molly McCarthy Openshaw joins us, and she is, and I just love saying this, the president and founder of Hot Flash Wines. The website is hotflashwines.com, and she is like many people on the second half of the show, where we aim to inspire and motivate people to do all they can be all they can be, do all they can do, and all that good stuff. She's got a great story, and we're going to just kind of dig in and share with her as well. Let her share, I should say. So, Molly, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, you guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it is. So, let's start with Hot Flash Wines and work backwards, because you know, obviously we could go, well, let's start at the beginning, but I think the fact that we just talked about Hot Flash Wines, talk about what that is. First of all, what the heck are you doing with that?
Well, Hot Flash Wines is a dream come true. Hot Flash Wines is an idea that I came up with that I've created a novelty line of wine for women and a few strong men along the way. I was inspired with a lot of my girlfriends going through that dreaded M word, menopause, which, you know, we thought they needed to be committed and put away because they were acting really odd and having all these crazy behaviors. And the more and more that my girlfriends and I would get together and share stories and sipping wine and enjoying wine, which we don't think will ever give up, menopause or not, it's one of those things where I just got more and more inspired to do something, and I knew that I was meant for great things, but I really wasn't sure what part of this life and where I was going, and it took a lot of prayer, and I kind of thought, well, Lord, seriously, where are we going with these ideas that you're giving me and these names for wines that you're giving me? And he very clearly said, you will create a novelty line of wine for women. You will call your company Hot Flash Wines. He was very direct.
Oh, I love it.
Precise about where I needed to be. And
wait,
the more
wait.
I chit-chat, what?
Wait. So God, you're telling me God gave you the title, the name.
Oh, seriously. No, every step of every part of this has been him. I don't doubt it for a second, because seriously, guys, just the inspiration and the motivation he got me at Hot Flash Wines. That's all I can say. he got me right there at Hot Flash Wines, and
no doubt, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, from the very get-go, and the more that I chit-chatted kind of privately with some of my closest girlfriends, one who is in Maui listening to us today. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
My Gigi Laura.
Gigi.
My bestest friends, you know, really just inspired me. They said, really, you have to listen to that voice, and if you keep getting all of these affirmations and these soft-spoken, quiet words from him, and if he's waking you up in the middle of the night and telling you these things, you need to start journaling them and putting them together and do it. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, there's that fear factor, you guys, where you're like, that whole leap of faith comes in.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely. You can hear the messages.
Like,
you wake up at 3 a.m. and you just go, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I just started to journal. And really, seriously, I think I'm pretty talented, but I know that this just, I mean, being woke up in the middle of the night and clearly hearing one of my wine names that he wanted me to choose, I mean, just everything from the people that were put into my life, the people that he whispered, hey, go see so-and-so, and going and seeing so-and-so would be like a perfect, you know, collaboration. My marketing team, wonderful friends that I've known forever, Michael and Catherine Redmond, they have Half a Bubble Out, which is a marketing and advertising agency. They could probably tell the story a bit more precise. Of course, they say I came flying through their doors, no doubt, and said, I've got this great idea. We're going to be happy and make millions of dollars. I mean, Michael could tell you the story so much better, but... when the Lord told me to, I mean, it was just a whisper in the car, and I'm like, right now? Okay, sure. So I flung that door open. They didn't even know what hit them, and I said, this is what I want to do. Will you join me? And they were like, yeah. You know, they're a wonderful, wonderful couple, and they embrace everything, and we put everything to prayer before we get started on it. And, you know, just the people have been amazing. The journey that I'm on, I mean, my head spins. It's just been fun, absolutely fun.
When did you start it?
Well, the creation part and the long prayers and the chit-chats and being woke up in the morning probably started about 3 years ago, and it wasn't until I turned 50 years old last February, had a wonderful prom-style themed birthday party that I threw for myself with a couple hundred people. I took that much-needed vacation to visit my best girlfriend. She lives in Kihei. The five of us went over there and had a nice vacation. And it was February of last year. And they said, got to do it when you get back. And I did. And so February of last year is when I started putting everything together, all the people that God was instrumental in putting people together and in front of me. So seriously, from last February to my first launch in January of this year with my first three wines.
Wow, congratulations.
He's on the fast track.
Yeah.
You know, when he created me, he knows, I mean, I do not let grass grow between my toes. I mean, I'd rather have sand between my toes and be right in Maui right now. But it's one of those things that he knows he created me. I'm a mover and a shaker, and I don't take no for an answer, and I just keep going through door after door after door. And he's allowed everything to happen. The timing thing, you know, I mean, one thing that I've learned through this is patience. Knowing that I can't go through door B unless I completely go through part, you know, door A, you know,
sure.
And then door C. And, you know, there's timing, very, very, very specific timing through this journey. And sometimes when I get a little anxious and go, okay, well, wait a second, how come that didn't work out the way I thought it should work out? He'll just tell me to wait. And every time I've just listened to him and obeyed him and prayed about things, it's just... It just, you guys, it makes my face, I'm getting flushed. It warms my heart that he has got his hand in everything and just the perfect plan. He's got it all planned out from start to finish, you know, so I don't have any fear. You know what I mean, you guys? I don't have any fear. This has been the most relaxing and very, it's been an amazing journey. I mean, this has been the time of my life, really. I mean, this half of my life, it's just like, wow, you really did create me for great things and be all that, be everything that I can be. I always knew that there was something out there because I've been a nurse for 30 years. You know, I've been in the nursing field for 30 years, and I kind of told them, you know, I want to do something different. I want to inspire people and you know, meet new women and, you know, a few strong men along the way. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, of course.
You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where, wait a minute, come on, guys. We've got something in store for them, too, so I'm excited about that. But it's just,
that's awesome.
It's just amazing, you guys.
Very cool. We are talking to Molly McCarthy Openshaw. She's the president and founder of Hot Flash Wines, and the website, again, hotflashwines.com. Hotflashwines.com. Now, can folks actually order wine now from the website?
you can, actually. We have just completed our shopping cart. It's going to be a little more extensive as we move forward with the more wines that we're going to be carrying by the end of the year, faithfully praying about and looking at. We're going to have probably a total of 8 wines and a champagne bubbly for some women that enjoy bubbly. But currently right now online, you guys, I have the Mood Swing Merlot. Mood Swing Merlot. I was waiting for a reaction. Come on. Mood Swing
Merlot. I'm looking
yes,
at your site right
please.
Now. It's wonderful.
That's the best
this
name
awesome.
Ever. Yeah, and then I have Zinopause. Okay, another cheer. Woo-hoo! Like the best name ever.
Oh, my God.
Those both retail for $18.99, and I have covers off Chardonnay that retails for $16.99. So just those are my first three, and really, really great reviews. Since we launched and started selling wine in January, first go-around, sell-out, amazing. Now working on creating more wine, like I said, and plenty more of the Mood Swing, the Zin, and the covers off. So you can order online. But there'll be more merchandise. I've got my girlfriend that makes these amazing bling T-shirts that flash out, and they say Hot Flash Wine, and I've got some that say Wine Not. Got another one that says Sip Happens. There's a bunch of fun little shirts and novelty ideas that we've created and now are available.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Seriously, I guess you're going to have to wear Hot Flash Wine's T-shirt and take a picture.
Okay.
And
absolutely.
Send it to me. I'll get your address and make sure I get you one.
Okay.
Randy, we'll get one for Randy, too, because I know he'd sport the Hot Flash Wines T-shirt for me.
Absolutely. I love this. This is awesome.
Maybe he'll wear the one that says, I'm having a hot flash. Randy, are you in?
I'm in, baby.
You're in.
Sorry, I was just reading the website, too.
I'm looking at the site. Yeah, it's awesome.
Do you like
I'm
it?
Lost.
Thank you.
Yeah,
oh, I like
good.
This. You said ask Aunt Flo. Aunt Flo.
Aunt
Flo. That's Aunt
yeah,
Flo's
yeah, you can ask her anything. She might throw back a wicked response because you know everybody knows Aunt Flo, and she's not the most, I don't know, the nicest person in the world.
Oh, this is great. And somebody can
very
buy these for
great.
A gift and ship them as well, too. This
absolutely.
Is a great idea. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love
I've
it.
Been really, really lucky. I've had some really crazy phone calls and emails, and I have been shipping city to city, state to state. I got an email about a month ago asking if I shipped to Nova Scotia. And I'm like, okay, Nova Scotia, California, are we talking Canada?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it's really nice. It's catching on nicely. I am really excited, you guys, to see where it's going to be taking me.
Oh, congratulations. It's wonderful.
The doors are amazing. There's so many women, too, that are in wine and, you
yeah.
know, have some kind of a to-do with wine. And there's so many women that I'm praying that, you know, I could reach out to them. There's a gal by the name of Deborah Brenner who has Women of the Vine. She's the first collaboration of sustainable family grape growers and winemakers that are all women under one brand. So I would love to reach out to her. There's just so many people that, you know, I just can't wait for the Lord, you know, to work and let me meet some more amazing people, because that's what this has been about, you know, is just all of us getting together, empowering, inspiring each other to do great things.
This is wonderful.
Wow. Molly McCarthy Openshaw.
Very funny.
Is with us. Yeah, this is awesome. President and founder of Hot Flash Wines, hotflashwines.com. Yeah, we're on the website right now. So this Menopause the Musical.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
what's
I saw that.
On?
I saw that in Vegas. Go ahead, I'm
did
sorry.
Did you love it? Is it the best show ever?
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. I saw it. It has been at least 4 or 5 years. It's been on for a long time. Yeah, I saw it. It was wonderful.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so much
yeah.
fun, you guys.
So you're partnering with them, huh?
You know, I am, Randy. That's just another huge God thing. It was one of me. You know me. I'll call up anybody. So I'll be the first caller on, what was the Y105? Hey, you're live on
Y105. That's right.
Yeah.
Seriously, no, I basically called them, and I sat on the phone after much different telephone numbers going through and finally got one. I'm like, okay, I'm really serious now. My name is Molly McCarthy Openshaw. I am the owner and creator of Hot Flash Wines. I want to speak to, like, the president, the CEO, somebody that runs Menopause the Musical. And I got Alan Glist on the phone, who is G4 Productions, that does the production for Menopause the Musical.
Oh.
He's like, well, if you want that, you got me. What's up?
Wow.
And we just chit-chatted on the phone. We emailed back and forth, and then they flew me out to Vegas, and I met them. And they were the most cordial people, Kathy and Alan Glist, I've ever met in my life. And they took me to the show. They wined and dined me. Everybody there in production and in cast and crew already knew who I was because they were very thrilled that Hot Flash Wines could have that, you know, potential partnership with Menopause the Musical. And I kind of, not really challenged them, but I asked them why they weren't coming back to Chico, because a couple years ago, I think Randy will remember, we had it over at Laxon, and it was a sellout show.
Oh.
And I'm like, you allow me to do whatever, and I'll put some shows together together for you, and we'll sell out each show. Well, we stayed in touch, you know, after the Vegas show. They said, are you really serious? You want to put some things together? And I said yes, and then I sent Alan an email of everything that I did so far to make that happen. I contacted my friend Phil Morgan, who runs the theater in Chico over at one of our high schools. He said, yeah, that sounds great. It just was one of those things, again, where God just took and we just, God and I ran with it. And when I emailed Alan back and told him what I had in store, he's like, wow, this is crazy. So we have four shows that are planned in Chico, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. And I've been also helping them promo the other Northern California shows. Yeah. And you know what's really great, you guys, in exchange for this, it's not like a written agreement or any kind of a contract. I think they're just kind of seeing maybe the power that I have to just get things done. And so it's been really great that I've been able to promo their Lodi show, which was sold out. We're promoing the Redding show and all the Northern California shows in exchange for that. This is how gracious they are. They're giving me a four-minute intro at the beginning of their show. And
wow.
I could have, you know, my sign, and I got like a little area in the front where you can, you know, see my big signs and, you know, see my cute little display with Hot Flash Wines. And they're working in on putting some product placement on stage for me now, which is just
Oh, that's fantastic.
Huge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cute.
Did I tell you how wonderful my God is? He's just like crazy good. Crazy good.
And oh, by the way, newsflash, God's a wine lover.
I know he is. he's the kind of God that drinks a little bit of wine and has a little bread, you know, but wine, you know, we pair, you know, at least I could pair wine with a potato chip. It doesn't have to be bread. In fact, somebody asked me when I was interviewed once, they asked me what I pair, you know, my wine with. And, you know, I'm sure they're expecting something, you know, snotty, like, I like mine with brie cheese and a little bit of strawberry or a little chocolate or something like that. I'm like, I pair it with my girlfriends and my comfy pair of jeans. You know, it's all about the girlfriends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that was a pretty clever response, but I told them, I said, but if you get me in front of a bag of chips, it would not just be one bag of chips, it would probably be three.
Yeah.
With the wine. The wine makes
with
me eat more,
wine.
For sure.
Yeah. Makes a nice meal.
You know what I'm sensing here is, I just always, the ideas start kicking in, but I could see some kind of a, you know, because Natalie and I have talked a lot about, you know, the idea of doing some conferences in Hawaii. And, partner with Hot Flash Wines and have, I can just see a whole bunch of, frankly, women who, you know, would be, there's a target market here, man, that you clearly identify with the name, right?
Yes, yes.
That would love to come to Maui and hang out and have a
definitely.
Girls' week. And, wow.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing, too, Randy, you know, when I was thinking about, well, I think about it often because I can't give him enough thanks for what he's doing because I'm looking at this whole thing, Hot Flash Wines. I mean, am I the only person on the planet that's doing this? It's like, yeah, this is like so, it's so, and I hate it when people, this is
so
such
unique.
A surreal moment, but it is, it really is just so surreal that, you know, but I just have to go back to just thanking God for that. He, from the very beginning, knew that this is where I would be this time in my life. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
From the time he created us, you know? And I'm like, wow, you had this all thought out for me, like when I turned 50, and that you were going to, like, open all these crazy doors, and you, like, you amaze me. I mean, just every day, just how, you know, because I haven't had it easy. I've had to overcome some things and go through some healing and, you know, really kind of finding out who I was and really, you know, the healing part and
right.
the overcoming some things. I went through a nasty divorce, which God was amazing in too, because now my ex-husband is one of my best friends. We really, I mean, gosh, when I think of, you know, Randy and Monica, and I know the tears were shed and the hurt and, you know, having that friendship and having them walk me through it. It was painful. Randy will remember. I mean, I was on his couch with Monica a lot, really kind of going, why? I never expected this. And for him to heal that relationship and to have become, I mean, he's the most valuable asset in my life. I mean, he still, we have children, you know, an 18 and a 16-year-old that we still, you know, partner on parenting. But he, you know, gosh, with this, especially with Hot Flash Wines, if I need to go somewhere, he is spot on. He's taking care of my daughter at home for me. He'll stay at my house for me. Make me cry. He's just so, he's just awesome. He takes care of my little dog. I'm like, take her for a walk, don't forget. I mean, like, I'm the worst mother. It's like, did you take her for a walk? Did you feed Mallory? I mean, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. He just, it just makes it so much easier for me to go and follow my dream. He's just, he just, he just supports that, and I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, very cool. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Again, Molly McCarthy Openshaw, our guest, and president and founder of Hot Flash Wines and hotflashwines.com. And, yeah, I'm still on the website because there's a lot going on here. I encourage people to check that out. You can order the wines there, of course, and you can find out again about, really, there's more than that. I mean, and I know you, and I know that, you know, you mentioned the overcoming and the healing and that God knew where you would be, you know, at this time in your life. And you're right. When you start to think about that and how cool God is, and we all go through stuff. Natalie and I have, you know, spent a couple of years doing this radio show together, and she's been through some amazing, heartbreaking tragedy, you know, with her brother dying in a tragic, you know, motorcycle accident. And so we've spent many, many hours really on the air and off talking about processing grief, challenges, overcoming challenges. And so what you've shared today fits right in with what, you know, what we talk about. And that's why I wanted to get you on, is that, plus I knew Natalie likes wine, so I knew that would be a great connection. But
I
I do as well. But we've got to come up with a guy name, right? For
Hey, I'm glad you mentioned that, Randy, because this is in the works. We do have a menopause version. It's going to be our survival wine.
Really?
You know, after all, most of you guys have patience with us women going through these flashing moments. We will have a survivor wine, but what's going to happen probably a little more in the fall is we're going to gather some guys together and we're going to do some sampling of some wines, and we're actually going to take in everything they have to offer and look for some names for the wine. I actually do have one that, you know, the Lord gave me quite some time. It's just not the right time yet. He's not giving me the go-ahead to go ahead with that yet. So that'll be a timing thing. But that is coming. So you guys will be taken care of nicely.
Okay.
So,
it would be great. We want to have you on again, too. That's okay
with
you.
Oh, I would love it. Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She's radio material.
What is the Merlot? You know, what's the one for Merlot? I love Merlot. What's the
Mood Swing Merlot.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Mood Swing Merlot. And
I
we have Personal Summer Pinot coming out. And we have a nice Cab coming out. We have a Moscato. We've got, you know, every wine that was ever created, I've got a name for, pretty much. But just
fantastic.
As I said, and it's... It's the thread of everything I'm doing. Whenever God tells me that it's time to do this, I'll do it. And I'm listening with big fat ears. So,
do you know, we say that a lot, how Moses, it took 4 years, right, for things, I mean 40 years for things to happen, and it
right.
could have happened in a couple years. God does that with all of us. And I think,
uh-huh.
And Randy and I are working on, it's called It's Time to Heal. And
right.
We're going to be putting more and more of that in our second half. And maybe we can have you back on that, too, because it's interesting how we can see all these things and the pain and all the struggle, and then God's been there the whole time. He knew
mm-hmm.
where we were going to lead, right, where we were going to
mm-hmm.
end up, what
exactly.
we're supposed
you know
to
what?
Do.
And
I sometimes look up and go, you knew, didn't you? You just knew. Oh, my goodness. You know,
right.
it's like, wow,
right.
it's amazing.
Well,
yeah, Molly,
and I know
hey,
you didn't give it to me. Oh, go ahead, Randy.
I'm sorry. With this Blog Talk Radio, normally in a radio interview, we're all kind of in a studio and we can like wave our finger when we want to talk, but we've got like 4 minutes here, maybe actually three now, and wanted
gotcha.
To wanted to just wrap up and let you there. I have so many other questions, that's why we got to get you back, and I knew you'd be great on the radio. You always were, you know, when we had you on before. What would you say? Okay, let's let you kind of for a minute speak to maybe a single mom right now who's, you know, just stuck and not knowing what to do, got the kids, got a job, but feeling like, man, the dreams are long gone. And what would you say to somebody like that right now, by way of encouraging them?
Well, I wouldn't say the dreams are gone, because we've talked about it, that God is in total control of our lives. He knows from the very moment that He created us what we were meant to be. And, yeah, single mom, you're not single because you have God. He's right there with you. He's forever your soulmate. You've got family and friends that God put into your life for a reason. Seek what they can do for you in prayer. There were so many people that were instrumental in coming alongside me and carrying that cross for me. I would tell them, don't be afraid to ask. God's going to put the people on your heart, the people that need to be there to love, to support on you, the church that you need to be at, the fellowship you need to have. If you have a dream, follow it. I know that sounds so cliche, but there is nothing that you can't do without our Father in Heaven. He will take care of you, and He will lead you through those awful times, and you will be at that place where you can look back, like I'm looking back now, and counting each one of those trials and each one of those little crying and hanging out on somebody's couch saying it's never, ever going to work for me. You'll look back on that and go, wow, that's what I needed to be where I am today. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Never, 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 never quit.
Never, ever.
So inspiring. Wow. It's never Margaret Becker, you know, and this, I always, being a radio guy, I always go back to some song that I heard that, you know, is meaningful over the years. But Margaret Becker had a song. She was kind of a Christian rocker back in the
mm-hmm.
whatever, early 90s maybe. And I remember she had a song that said, it's never for nothing. It's never.
Oh, yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah.
And that's true. Everything we go through, there's, you know, God's preparing us for another season. And, wow, powerful. Molly McCarthy Openshaw, again, president and founder of Hot Flash Wines, and her website, hotflashwines.com. And, again, we just want to say thank you, again, for your story. Thank you for being willing to share it and the inspiration you are. And thank you for the wine. We got to make sure.
Well, I am truly blessed. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. I look forward to another time with you guys.
Thank you so much. Wonderful,
thank
wonderful.
You.
Thanks,
to
Mark.
Everyone out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.